spasming hill, there are stories, legends that tell of people. Ordinary people that live the most extraordinary lives. They are bakers, scientists, troublemakers, exorcists, spirit mediums, and artists at large. Blacksmiths and laborers, secret market day traders, actual wizards and charlatan frauds. And ring, ring, hello, it's the Daily Spasm here. Come into our studio and stay a while. Humans are spasming hill on the dial.
I still can't believe you're really here. It's simply marvelous.
Yeah. You got a nice place here, Millie. A lot better than the trash heap where I hang my hat.
A trash heap? Do tell.
Well, it's not literally a trash heap. Like, not anymore. It's been refurbished and everything. Crushing the 14th annual Lethal Impact Super Thudball Tournament really put a pep in our step. We have running water now and everything.
A small detail, Oleana, but your team lost the 14th LI Super.
Well, sure we did, technically. But there's a lot of room for intricacies in between.
Oh, there absolutely isn't. But to introduce our guest on Humans of Spasming Hill today, I am joined by Oleana Cray, a deflector for our very own Funky Town Flag Runners.
That's right. I've been with the Flag Runners for maybe 4 or 5 years already. They do okay. They're good kids at heart.
Well, again, you say that, but the Funky Town Flag Runners haven't won a game of Thudball in more than a decade. Obviously, none of that's on you, Oleana. You're the strongest player the team's had in recent memory, but most of the rest are garbage town.
Sure, but times are changing for the Flag Runners, you know? We're pushing through the doldrum plains and up Success Mountain. It's like Coach Monterey said. Plus, we've got a few good drafts in the team this year. Like a new runner, Shasta Ray. Ooh, she's hot stuff, let me tell you. Got a 100-meter dash like Usain Bolt. Lamzoni, you know what I'm saying?
I certainly do. While I didn't see this year's L.I. Super because I was too busy being missing, presumed dead, I heard Shasta put on a singularly smashing display, nearly as good as Dudley Grendel, runner for the opposition. Of course, neither performance was as smashing as Meerhide's monstrous doppelganger, who literally crashed through the reinforced steel walls of the arena.
It was a pretty special game, I must admit. When Daisy came cannoning in through the 22nd parallel, I nearly dropped a shunt. An eventuality that does not occur with the greatest of regularity.
Of course, your season's stats speak for themselves. But for any of our listeners not super familiar with the ins and outs and deadly routes of Thudball, what's your part in the team, Oleana?
I'm a deflector, Millie. My job is to keep my team safe while simultaneously disabling the opposition. You ever see, what is it? The Boy Who Lived? Harry Potter. Small wizard fellow, about yay high.
Naturally, the Dark Lord Voldemort's a personal hero of mine. I think every citizen with a dubious ethical code should aspire to his degree of noselessness.
I'm basically a bludger from their fantastical game of Quidditch. Only instead of a bat, I have this large metallic shield. Indeed, I have brought my shield along this very day.
How shiny! Listeners, these shields are also the closest Thudball comes to protective gear, if you discount the regulation flimsy cardboard armor all players wear as a matter of tradition.
See this huge dent here?
Where?
Let me angle it a bit for you.
Oh, I see it now.
So there we are, playing a season match against the ravenous vegan hipsters out of Portland. Our runner at the time, Ziggy Warburn, had gotten themselves into a tight spot, holding the flag at three-way intersection with thudballs bearing down from all directions. Ziggy was doomed, or they would have been if I wasn't there. I slipped past one of the balls, shunted one of them into the other, then stood my ground as the one I'd slipped past earlier bore down on us. The damn thing broke my arm and nearly crushed us, but I managed to pry open a gap just big enough for Ziggy and I to escape. One of my finest plays.
Did you win the game?
Certainly not. That match was one of the most crushing defeats in our team's entire history.
Oh, how supremely disappointed you must have been.
Hey, don't worry about it. I made it out okay. Most players don't even survive the first season, and I've been kicking it about for years.
Switching the topic slightly, what's next for you, Oleana? Are you going to keep on with the Flag Runners, a team which many critics have likened to a sinking ship that bursts into flame before vanishing with a wet squelch?
My contract says I can't share that, Mills. But, between us, I'll probably be shunting for the Flag Runners a while longer. Like I said, things have been looking up lately. This little 15-year losing streak's a setback. Nothing more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Oleana. It's been an absolute delight.
Of course.
Before you go, could I get an autograph at all? I'm a huge fan.
Sure thing. Whereabouts do I sign? My goodness. I was certainly not expecting that. I will do this for you.
Toodaloo, Behildis, catch you soon.
Thanks so much for listening. In this episode of Humans of Spasming Hill, Vermilion Bandersnatch was voiced by Ange Collins, and Oleana Cray was played by Emma Moss. Spasming Hill is an original creation of Sam Barron.